Welcome to South Point. It's a proud day when we can have some of our young men today, sometimes our young women, be able to sign a national letter of intent to go to college, get some education paid for, and participate in the sport that they love. Today is a culmination of a lot of hard work on the field, as well as a lot of hard work in the classroom for these young men, and we just want to celebrate this opportunity. I'm going to turn it over now to Coach Hallman, and we're going to have all five young men up here. He's going to talk about all five of them, and then each one of them individually will have an opportunity to sign with their family with them.
If I can get everybody signing, then I'm going to take a seat at the table.
Coach, Hallman
sit.
Logan sit in the second.
Quagler
down.
I'm last, so I'm sitting
right here. Well, I'm
here.
Right here.
All right, so welcome to South Point. This is honestly one of my favorite days of the year. Before we all work for it, so a little nervous. I asked my wife, kind of, you know, morning when I was still, what I should say, what I shouldn't say. She said, whatever you do, don't get in the one that have to crack the brains and start going off into a bunch of different subjects. So I'm kind of putting some things out and see what's good. Today we celebrate a group of young men who find what it means to be a student athlete. In the short time that I've gotten to know them, I've been amazed at the stories, the things that they've had to overcome just to make it to this moment. But this is only the beginning, all right, and the start of a new chapter. New challenges await you, but believe you are more than ready for the next chapter of life. Remember all the things that you learned since the day you walked in here as a freshman. All right, I know I wasn't here, but you got good people that have been teaching you from day one. I know Coach Pete, all the stuff that he says, stick with you, Coach Burris, Coach Beck, all those good coaches, man. Hold on to those things and take it with you to the next chapter in life. To the parents of the signees, I want to thank you for doing your part, instilling value in these young men and pushing them daily, just like we do here. They wouldn't be up here without you as well, so thank you as well. To the players in attendance today, I want you to understand that this is the ultimate goal. You know, I love winning, I love playing football, but at the end of the day, this is what matters the most. All right, signing to a college and continue your education. It doesn't matter, like I said before, games, it doesn't just happen. You got to make it happen. So this is a prime example of the things that I've been teaching the same. To the signees, again, I'm proud of everything you've accomplished, both on the field and in the classroom. Continue to make us proud. All right, don't forget to compete in everything that you do, on the field and off the field. And never forget where home is, all right, you're excited for life. All right, at this time, what we'll do is we'll have Logan Hilton stay seated and his family come down. I'll say a little bit about each player, and then they'll sign his letter of intent.
Logan, you guess we got to get up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. First, y'all come to the side. Four minutes. Tell each of you.
Very.
So you can get a little sweaty. You get a little sweaty.
I'm nervous.
Y'all ain't got to speak.
I'm doing well.
All right, Logan will be attending Methodist University. He's a four-year letterman, a two-year starter. This season, he's led to the team captain. He's also a special teams player of the year. He started every game this season, and he's also a 2017 and 2016 state champion. Some things that I kind of learned about Logan, he's very dedicated to his education, and he takes it very seriously, having one of the highest, if not the highest GPA on our team. Also a hard-working kid, keeps a level head in the good and the bad, and he was consistent throughout the season and continued to get better as he worked hard, not only as a long snapper, but as an offensive lineman. So Logan, I hope you continue your success. Make sure you fall back on everything that you've learned here and continue to be you no matter what, all right?
Okay. You not sure. See this well eventually. Why don't you get in close?
The league will be signed to play at Emory University. He's also a four-year letterman, two-year starter. He was voted to 2019 All-Region team. Some stats this season, he had 24 passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. He was also voted All-Region in 2018. He's a 2017 and 2016 state champion. Some things that I always remember about the league is his love for the game and his love for his teammates. It always didn't come out right, but he always meant well what he said. He always wanted not only his success, but his teammates' success as well. I think you got a strong mind, Sleek, a really good athlete. You're not influenced by other people. You're going to walk your walk no matter what, and I admire you for that. All right, I hope you continue your success. And again, never forget what home is. Next up, we got Quay Chambers. Quay will be attending Ellsworth Community College. He's a three-year letterman, a two-year starter, was voted to the All-Region team in 2019. Some stats from this season, he had 840 yards, six rushing touchdowns, and also receiving touchdown. In 2018, he had two rushing touchdowns. He's a 2017 and 2016 state champion. Quay played relentless. Every run, it seemed like he got stronger as the game went on. He punished defenders. Again, the word I use for Quay is relentless. No matter what was going on off the field, on the field, during the game, he was a fighter. He fought to the end. So something I remember forever about you, Quay. Remember, like we talked about, you got goals. All right, stay focused on your goals to get your dream. All right, it's pressure. Next up, we'll have Alfred Williams.
I don't have my best card. I got a backup, so all I gotta do is scribble on this.
All right, Alfred Williams from Houston, South Carolina State. All right, Alfred.
What happened? Oh, I got you. Sorry.
Big job,
unfortunately, it's got a
I don't got no picture.
All right, Al Hoover attended South Carolina State University. He's a 3-year letterman, 1-year starter, was voted to the 2019 Blitz All-Star Game. Some stats on this season, he averaged a grade of about 85% with 13 knockdowns and 9 pancakes, and he's also a 2017 state champion. The word that I use for Alfred is coachable. No matter how hard we got on him, no matter how hard we pushed him, he took the coaching and listened to what was said, not how it was said. And he took, he understood what we were saying, and he took it to the field. Progressively over the season, Alfred got better and better. Alfred was a size man and the work ethic. I hope you continue that success at South Carolina State. Continue to be coachable, remain humble, and do the things that you've been doing to get to this point. I wish you well.
Thank you. So, that's not all. Just somebody sign it. You're my legal guardian too. Hey, come here.
Where are you looking?
I don't know where we're looking at. Omega.
Next up, we got Rontarius Aldridge. Rontarius will be attending Newberry College. He's also a 3-year letterman. This season, 2019 Shrine Bowl All-Star. He's also voted to the 2019 All-Region Team, 2019 All-Solid Observer Team, 2019 Herald All-Area Team, and the 2019 All-State Team. Some stats from Ron this season, he had 56 tackles total, and 7 sacks as well. I think I saw it before I left. 7 tackles for loss. 2018, he was also All-Region. 2017, 2016 state champion. He was also a team captain for us this season. Watching Ron throughout the season, watching him grow up and become more of a vocal leader, as well as doing it with his play. Ron, I always admire the passion that you play with and the way that you love the teammates. I like to see you got them up here with you now. Never lose that. Right, continue to be you on and off the field. Work hard like you always do. Play hard like you always do. That'll take you far.
Appreciate it.